on Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And today we're off to Hawkesbury, and just another reminder, starting on Tuesday, our new morning format here on Sky Sports Radio that will have both New South Wales. In the case that there's two New South Wales meetings, they'll be both heard between 10 and 10.30. And then our brand new whip around 30-minute summary with all the form analysts, their best bets all around Australia on the main codes, the three racing codes, particularly here in New South Wales. That'll be heard between 11 and 11.30, starting on Tuesday. Very much modernising our service to what you want, as in we've all got a busy life, and probably we're asking a lot in this day for you to sit down for a couple of hours for previews. So we're shortening it right up to give you the immediate service, and that's what the whip around will be from Tuesday at 11 o'clock. Jeff Haynes is joining us at Hawkesbury. Morning to you, Jeff.
Morning, Andrew.
Hawkesbury, you're in the same boat, mate. You've had very little rain.
Only got about 2 mil last month, maybe. I think about 3 Saturdays ago we had that rain. We had got caught on a wet track, but apart from that, no, terrible, mate.
Stop. Yeah, understand. So, have you done some watering?
Yeah, we've done a fair bit of watering. Even though the wind's been knocking us rotten here, we started watering a couple of days last week, and we're just watering the airport next door. So, yeah. we put another couple of mil on last night just to freshen it up a bit, and we put 6 mil in on Sunday. So. Yeah, come up with a good 3, mate, but he's still a bit on the firm side. And typical for this time of the year, track looks terrible. There's brown spots and green and light green and dark green, but that's typical for Hawkesbury coming out of the winter.
Yep, understand. And what about rail movement, Jeff?
Yeah, actually, we've gone out 5 metres, Andrew, from the 13 to the winning post, is as far as we go out. We, as I mentioned, we raced on that Saturday meeting 10 days ago. We were caught on a wet track, and we did cop a fair bit of damage, especially around the winning post. So we pushed the rail out, unfortunately. Restricts our field to 10, but it just gives that inside a bit of a chance to recover coming out of the winter, mate.
Understand. All right, Jeff, let's hope it all ends up okay. I think all of us know that there's been a shortage of rain, and we've just got to hope that these tracks can hold it together. Thanks a lot, mate.
Cheers, Andrew.
Jeff Haynes there at Hawkesbury. Gary Harley's on his way there for a Thursday at Hawkesbury. Morning, Gary.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Lovely day. It's currently 29 races. A big day here today. Mm. Plenty of horses and some nice ones at that.
Gary.
Yep.
No, sorry, Gary. I thought you'd finished. Sorry, mate. We had Jim Deedes on a little while ago from Armidale. You travel around in these drought-stricken areas. Have you ever seen the conditions that we've got at the moment?
Never in my lifetime, even in our area at Lochinvar, which is only, 45 minutes from the coast from Newcastle.
Yeah.
There is a bit of water because in dams now around our way because of that 10, 11 days ago when we had that 2 inches. But
yep.
Before that, it was a disaster. Everything was dry as. I've got a quarter of an acre. You haven't got to have a look at your backyard. But, mate, as you said, we travel right up to Tamworth Gunnedah, and sometimes, as far as Armidale and other business, never, ever in my lifetime have I seen it like it is then. Andrew, to have water restrictions about to start in Newcastle, I can't ever remember that happening.
No, I understand. It's so widespread. Anyway, let's help our listeners, mate. Into a 9-race card at 12.25, the maiden over the 1,300. The favourite is Roman Candle here for... Well, he enjoyed yesterday for sure. Adam Hieronymus, it's at 3.70. 2 Pacific Legend at 4.20, along with 9 Foxy Rocket. And number 10, Lady Tavista, is at $5. Gary?
I think Foxy Rocket can win here. It's run 2 starts back at Newcastle. I was a ripper behind a smart horse of the snow, famous. Got me 2 lengths. And last start at Canterbury, I've had a couple of looks at this replay. It got back in a small field, 3 wide, no cover, and was back last. And it didn't have a lot of room in the straight. And only really got clear very, very late. He got beat about 5 lengths, but Yayo Dash won the race, and it won on Saturday at Randwick. Third at Gosford, 3 runs back. Bucko rides it at Hawkesbury today. I think it'll win the race. Number 5, Roman Candle, is from up our way, of course. In the Hunter, Paul Perry has got the horse, and its last run at Scone was very good beyond Magdalene, August 27. Got beat 1.8. missed the kick two or three lengths, went through on the rail up to, you know, a bit worse at midfield. No match for the winner, but it's still run a very good race. Hit the line good to get beat, as I said, 1.8. Number two, Pacific Legend, for the local trainer, Matthew Bella. It could go better than it did first up. And number 10, Lady Tavista, first starter for Brad Widup, who's trolled okay. 9.5, 2 and 10.
9.5, 2.10 in the first. Race two over the 1,100. Hawks Racing have got a firming favourite here. Number six, Dirty Work, gone into $1.80 right now. Number six, Sagria. Number nine is at 4.20. 8 History at 4.80. And Haunting Spirit, the next one, at $11.
I'm going for one here to beat the favourite. Going to have a throw at the stumps here with a horse called Sangria. The Stones have got it. Tommy Berry's riding from a good barrier. Now, after a good third at Kembla first up, it come to Newcastle and it was off the map. 24th of August, Chad Lever rode it. Jumped out of the barrier and I think Chad said all it wanted to do was buck jump and it tailed off. Got beat a furlong. Never took any part really after being heavily backed into 250. So it at the trial, went to the trial, Canterbury the other day, won the trial by 7. Hit the ground running, Tommy rode it, and absolutely bolted it. Now, I know Dirty Work's placed in a group two or three, but it did get beat 6 lengths in that race, and it got beat a long way in another good race. I think it was on the Kenzo. But obviously it goes well, as it wouldn't have been in those group or listed races. But I'm going to have a crack with this one, Tommy Berry, Sangria, or Sangria for the Snowden's. Dirty Work for second, back in Sydney after running third in the Vein, but as I said, got beat about 6. Number 8, History, trial nicely for James Cummings. Glenn Schofield a ride, first starter, and number 2, Haunting Spirit, it's first up. Laurie Parker's got it, runs second at Wyong before it went for a spell, was only beaten ahead that day. 9.6, 8.2.
9.6, 8.2. Race 3, a maiden, again over the 1,100. I Resign, number 2 for Lee Curtis. $2.90 right now. 5, Cloud Factory at $3.90. 7, Duenna is at $4.20 for Godolphin. It's just tightened up a little bit over the last hour. And 11, Lubuck, it's certainly tightened this morning. We've only had the scratching of the toppy. Lubuck, Gary, has gone 14, 11, 7, and now $7.50.
There, and that scratching was before the prices went up, you know, a day or two back.
Yeah.
Andrew, there's some very nice trialers here. I'm with the Godolphin horse, the one you said firmed up, Duenna. My sepoy, this filly, he won a trial at Randwick just recently. He got into the clear of the early straight after being fourth on the rail for Chase McDonald. She was very, very strong to the line. Abdullah rides today from a lovely barrier. And won a previous trial at Randwick too. So it's had 2 trials. Only had 1 run at Kenzo back in May. Got beat about 6. But both trials, since been back in work, have been very good. The eyesight went terrific in a trial. He whacked the blinkers on it in the trial, Lee Curtis. McDonald rode it, won by 7.5 lengths. It just took off in the trial and run him into the ground. Now he's riding Cloud Factory today for John O'Shea, who's got a hope, and Jay Ford goes on to I Sign. It'll be hard to beat on that trial. Cloud Factory's on the boo for O'Shea by Schnitzel, this one, and it run third in a Randwick trial to Peretti. Was up on the speed, hit the front inside the 100, and Nash rode it, never ever let it go, and a trial good at Randwick prior to that. Number 8 is my 4th pick, Madam Legend. Les Brick, its style was okay. Very nice race, this. 7.2, 5 and 8.
7.2, 5 and 8. Good race, the third. Race 4, the On Track Engineering Class 2. Favourite is for David Pfeiffer and Glenn Boss. They'll combine on Saturday with I Am Excited there in Sydney. Broken Arrow's number 1 at 2.30. 2 Lord Zoolander at 4.60. 5 Appian Way just drifting out to 5.50. And a little bit of money for Viva Valentina, number 4, into $6.50.
I'm very keen on Broken Arrows. He runs second here. The other day we were here, he was nailed right on the line by defeat. I mean, a nose. But by gee, do you think he didn't have a tough run? He was never, ever on the track. Midfield three wide with no cover. He couldn't get in from a very tricky barrier. Bossy rode him that day, but he was just trapped wide because he drew out the car park. He only just missed. The run was outstanding, I thought. He's in barrier eight today. It's still a bit of a tricky barrier. But if he has any luck, I think he'll get the money. Number five, Appian Way. The Snowden's produced it first up at Gosford recently, and it was pretty good. At Adcroll well before that, and it won that race, beat Sir Maloney about half a length after being on the pace. Number four, Vivi Valentina of Bjorn Baker. Very, very nice trial. That trial was at Canterbury, run second of the West Australian mare, Enticing Star. It led, got beat half a length. It was a hot trial field. Threatening run third in the trial. So I'm expecting it to run well here with Brandon Lorena to ride. And number three, Sophie Ella. Been a bit disappointing in her career, I reckon. Bjorn Baker's got it too, but it has got a top four chance. 1, 5, 4, and 3.
1, 5, 4, and 3 from Gary Harley, race 4. Race 5 over the longer 1,800 metres. Godolphin have got the favourite here at this stage, Tazane, number 10, at $2.70. 7, Wild Sheila, not far behind at $3. 8, War Baron, just a little bit of money this morning, into $3.80 now, number 8. And then Zombie, number 3, at $6.50.
I'm with Wild Sheila. In fact, he owes me a bit. He's been placed all three this time in, second at Scone to Manor, second at Hawkesbury to Royal Patriot, beaten three quarters, and then third at Newcastle the other day. There was smart Japanese staying there that's in here today. We'll talk about her later. Stellar Impact, Gay and Adrian have got her. Now, in that Newcastle race, she was wide no cover for the 1,200. And then she went forward outside the leader straightening. Aaron Bullock rode her, and she tried her heart out. But she's got a tendency, Andrew, she's probably getting a little bit better, to want to hang in. And today she's got barrier one. And I reckon that's a big advantage for her, drawn against the rail. And Dulla rides her. I don't think the 1,800 will. 18 or 19, I don't think 18, that'll be any problem for her. Chris Lees has got her. She'll run well. The same was very, very unlucky behind, in that same race at Newcastle, behind Stellar Impact. Sat in a beautiful spot behind the leader, but she couldn't get out. And when she finally got out, she sprinted quickly. Admittedly, Stellar Impact had had a pretty tough run, the winner. But she sprinted quickly and failed by half a length to run the Japanese mare down. There's a toss of the coin between them, 7 and 10. I went 7 to beat 10. Number 8, War Baron. Didn't do a lot last start, but can run a place over the longer trip. In number 3, Zombie for the Snow. 7, 10, 8, 3.
To race 6 on this 9 race card at Hawkesbury on a good 3. Again, a stayers race over the 2,100. Gay and Adrian have got 6 Stellar Impact. What have we got here with scratchings? We had 4 of them come out this morning. The market's impacted to now have it $1.90. And over the last hour, it's gone $2.25 to $1.90, number 6. 2, Polton Lasands at $4.60. 3, Hempstead at $8. And 7, Porky Pies, the next one, at $11.
She's my best bet of the day, the Japanese there, Stellar Impact. What did she have over there? 6 runs without winning. And came to Gay and Adrian. She was a massive tip at Newcastle that day. Even back to myself. She was $2.30 into $1.80. James Innes rode her. He stirred her up at the start to go forward like they do with most of the stables team. And she led and in the race. Challenged in the straight. And I thought she was beaten. I think most people did. But by gee, she's got a big heart. And she fought on and fought on. And even though Tassane was a bit unlucky, she won the race. Now, James McDonald rides her today. She's out wide, but she'll go forward. She's drawn right out, but she'll go forward like she did at Newcastle. She'll be in the first couple. And the male is absolutely flying. So He's the best bet for me to beat number two, Poulton the Sands. Going really good in the country for Alan Denham. There, Dinkum. Greg Ryan at Hawkesbury. I can't remember the last time Greg was at Hawkesbury. But he's riding Poulton the Sands. He's been riding it. It's won its last two at Tamworth and Scone. Looks like it'll run the 2100. I got it in for second. Three Hempstead. Barrier one will have a lovely run. Michaela Weir to claim two. Going well for Gary Neal. And number four, Mike King's Council. 6-2, 3-4.
6-2, 3-4 there. Very keen about Stellar Impact. Race 7, a Class 2 for the Freedmans. Number 1, Golden Hits, is the current $3 tab favourite. 5, Bullet Fly at $4.40. Number 6, Call Me Mo, next in the market at 5. And Layla De Vega, number 7, is at $5.50. Not a lot of movement in this market at this stage, Gary.
Very open race. I'm on the Newcastle horse here, Call Me Mo, for Paul Perry. It's going, it's absolutely flying. Greg Ryan tried it. Last start at Newcastle, Great Danger. I think it was only just beaten in a race yesterday at Canterbury. Chris Lees has got it. It beat this horse a nose. This horse should have won. It was back near last. Had to be dragged across hills at the 300 and really hit the line. Just wanted to lay in a bit in the straight and got a bit of a bump at the 75. Got beat a nose. Prior to that, two very good wins at Musselbrook and Scone. Very, very strong finisher it is. It'll be hard to beat. Golden Hits, it likes the lead, or it did last start at Kembla when it was just beaten. The Freedman's horse, very honest. Three placings in a row before that at Wyong, Newcastle and Hawkesbury. Chris Williams to claim two. It'll obviously be hard to run down. Bullet Fly's last run was Newcastle. Was very, very solid second up. When it run third, hit the line. It'll be fitter. And number 7, Layla De Vega's got a chance for Brent Navdala. 6-1, 5-7.
Competitive race, that one too. The second last race, 8. Maggie Miss number 2 is now $2.30. We had the scratchings of the 1 and the 3. It's now $2.30 fixed favourite. 7 Momentum at $3.80. 4 Renalot at $5.50. And then number 8, Kenai Sabaka is at $7.50.
I'm very keen on the former Kiwi Momentum. Chris Lees has got it now. It's had 3 runs here. Second up, it's won at Taree. And by gee, do you think it didn't hit the line? The come around the turn, Sam Clinton rode her there, O'Reilly mare. And at Taree, she rocketed home to run over the top of them. And she went to Scone. Sam rode her again. And she started odds on there, $1.70, and she was outstanding in beating Palais de Louvre up there over the 1300 in Emanuela. A subsequent winner the other day at Scone, ran third in the race. I think she's a very promising four-year-old mare, the Kiwi. She'll be very, very hard to beat here. She might not be the favourite off. Maggie Miss, well, that was our best bet here the other day, and it only just won. It might have been lucky. Moe's Crown run second. Moe's Crown did, it was her own fault. She got beat, but she did a few things wrong in the straight. Moe's Crown went to Wyong and won at the Cup Carnival. This horse beat her. This horse run second on the Kenzo back in October, a length and a quarter behind Unguarded. So, you know, Maggie Miss, she's got plenty of talent underneath her. Tim Clark not here today. Had a Byronymus riding. He'll be able to run down, but I think Momentum might be able to do it. Number 8, Kai Sabaki. TJ Graham claiming 3. One well the other day, and number 4, Renalot. 7-2-8-4.
And the last at 5:10 at Hawkesbury, number 3, Sedgemoor for Godolphin, is the $3.10 equal favourite, with Bjorn Baker's number 5, Bold and Wild. It's gone 3:30 to 3:10 this morning. So joint favourites, the 3 and the 5. 7, Pride of Darcy at 6. And number 6, Live the Moment at $6.50.
Andrew, I think this is a very, very promising horse, what I've seen, Bold and Wild. Owned by Singo and a couple of his mates, bred by him, by Redoutes out of the Oaks winner, Once Were Wild. Now, I've only seen him, you know, in the flesh once, and that was at Wyong recently on the 2nd of August. And he demolished the field by nearly seven lengths in a 1350 maiden. He was outstanding that day. Then, we're looking at about 6 weeks ago, so I don't know what's happened in the meantime, but he's trialled at Canterbury behind Enticing Star, then last in the trial, but got me 2.7 in that hot trial which I spoke about earlier.
Mm.
Now, he was never off the bet, and the trial, he did have a flashing light on him, but he was never allowed to do a lot. If he brings that wire for me, I think he'll get the money. Number three for second, Dodgemore, getting ready to win a race. Number seven, third pick, Trider Darcy, and number six, Live the Moment. 5, 3, 7, and 6, the best bet. It was 2.30 when I made it the best, but as you said, it's on now. Odds on now. The Japanese mare again, made in the 2100.
Okay, and yeah, and that is race. Oh, hang on, I'm looking at a totally different meeting. That's why I can't find it, Gary. It was race 6, number 6.
Yep.
Race 6, number 6. First at 12:25 at Hawkesbury today on a good 3. Gary, we'll get interviews and your late mail right through the day here. Have a good day.
Righto, thank you.
Good on you. Gary Harley there with the latest at Hawkesbury. And just a reminder, kicking in on Tuesday, our brand new morning format. You'll get all your latest news in the news hour between 9 and 10. Right on 10 o'clock, we launch into the previews for New South Wales. Whether it's 1 or 2, they'll be heard between 10 and 10:30. And I will be running on time. I know that there's still a market out there suggesting that I'll run over, but we'll see who's laughing come Tuesday and Wednesday next week when I'm finishing on time. And then we'll have 10:30 on the pace, 10:45 going greyhounds. And then at 11 o'clock, the new program, The Whip Around. That'll be 30 minutes of the best bets for all of the meetings going on around the place. And then at 11:30, we will be having interviews for that day's feature New South Wales meeting. So as we build in to say Hawkesbury today, you'll hear from the key players from 11:30. It all starts on Tuesday on Sky Sports Radio. Let's get an update in sports news with Maddie.